I suppose there's a lot of things different from the year 2015 to when this gospel account happened around the year 30. Different culture, different times, different modes of transportation, a lot has changed. One thing that hasn't changed, I don't mean to be cheesy, is fast food. Today's disciples are getting fast food. Now, we go through McDonald's and Burger King, but they do something a little different. They go through a wheat field and pick heads of grain. The question is, why? Why do we go to fast food? Because we're busy. Now, sometimes we're lazy, but oftentimes it's because we're busy and we need something really quick. The disciples, everyone, were busy. They were busy doing the work of the Messiah, spreading the good news, doing what Christ wanted them to do. And so what do? They cut through this wheat field and they say, we haven't eaten for days. Let's grab these heads of grain so we have a little bit of nourishment, some food for the journey. Okay. And then what happens? The Pharisees said, hey, it's Sunday. Actually, it was Saturday. The Sabbath for them was Saturday. You can't do that on the Sabbath. What are you thinking? And Jesus, as Jesus always does, brings it to a higher level. He brings it to a higher level and say, what's more important? For me to spread out my good news and do the work of my Father, or to follow this restriction that you've imposed on me? Jesus is always about raising the bar higher, and that's what he does today. The question is, from this last line of the gospel, the Sabbath was made for man, not man for the Sabbath. The Sabbath, everyone, Sunday, our day of rest, it's not meant to be a burden. It's actually meant to be God's gift to us. Why? Because as human beings, we have a need for rest. The letter of the Hebrews talked about, at times, we get a little sluggish. I'm really glad that whoever wrote Hebrews used the word sluggish, because it's a great word to describe oftentimes how we feel. We feel sluggish. And yet the Lord knows that we need rest. He knows that we need a way just to step back and to receive nourishment, to receive strength, to receive whatever else God wants to give to us. That's why we're given Sundays, everyone. We're given Sundays because it's God's gift to us, because he knows as human beings we need rest. That's how God works. He's really interested in us doing really well. God really wants us to thrive. And he gives us all these gifts, including the Sabbath, including bread, including nourishment. Let's make sure that wherever we're feeling sluggish, we're allowing God to strengthen us there. Why? Because he can.